I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And we have the podcast Office Ladies. Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories and lots of laughs.
Follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, it's time for the Chris Young Show here in the G-Bag Nation segment brought to you by the Frankels. Life is unpredictable. Accidents happen. If you or a loved one has been hurt in a car or truck wreck, call the Frankels first, 214-333-3333. And now it is the Chris Young Show, the Rangers president of baseball operations, brought to you by Medical City Healthcare and Lexus. Visit your local Dallas-Fort Worth Lexus dealership today. CY, thanks for the time, man. How you doing?
Hey, guys. I'm well. How are you all?
Doing great. And I know we got a it's a big week for you, right, with the draft week going down. What's on the docket for you?
Yeah, we're in the middle of draft meetings right now. I stepped out to come talk to you guys, and it's been a great day. We're excited about the week ahead. It's a fun time of year. Really enjoy the amateur side. And the infusion of talent into the system is always a fun thing for the organization. We have countless people who work year-round trying to identify the right players for the Texas Rangers, and this is a fun time where all their work comes to fruition, and we make our selections. So very proud of the group, the work they've done, the time they've put in, and hopeful that we'll have a great draft.
CY, how much has your program changed since you first took over and started doing this? Have you the position criteriums or things have changed over the years as you've been the general manager and vice president of baseball operations? Has that process changed for you a little bit?
Yeah, there's no doubt. And if you're not changing and you're not evolving, then you're not trying to get better. So I think it's really important that we have evolved and we have changed. And you know, I think when I first came in, the first couple of years, we were heavy starting pitching at the top. The last couple of years, it's been more position players. And that hasn't been necessarily philosophical. I think our overarching philosophy is that we're going to take the best player for the Texas Rangers. But certainly, I felt like we needed to address our pitching early on. And back-to-back years, we had Jack Leiter and Kamar Rocker. And some of it, too, is based on, you know, what we've been able to do developmentally from a player development standpoint and aligning our strengths with the types of players that we know that we can make improvements and develop. But overall, in terms of our process, there's no doubt that it has become more streamlined, more efficient, that we have a very heavy R&D presence. We have a traditional scouting presence. We blend the two. We have a lot of different people in the room. Diversity of opinion is critically important to making good decisions. So as we work through these players, we like to hear from a number of different people in different departments. And, you know, sometimes I say it's clear as mud because, you know, you've got different people with different ideas.
Right.
And you compare players and, you know, the people have them in reverse order at times. But that's okay. And that's what we need. And I think it's helped our decision making. And really, as I started off our draft meetings this morning, I mentioned the fact that as you look at our team right now, there is a lot of homegrown talent on our major league roster right now. And I think that's the sign of a healthy organization, a healthy system, and our group doing a great job at finding the right players.
See, why you mentioned you have a number of people in the room having discussions and stuff. Are there scouts that are really strong at some positions and not strong at others? And you kind of have over the years have realized like, okay, I can count on this guy to give me a really good catcher. I can count on this guy to give me a utility guy that I really like. You know, have you developed an eye for your scouts and what their strengths are that way?
It's a great question because it's an important aspect of my job, of our general manager, Ross Fenstermaker. It's his job, too, to understand our personnel, our people, and understand the types of players they like and understand how they're going to see certain types of players based on the way they view certain skill sets. And so, yes, we do have to take that into consideration with certain guys that maybe like certain types of pitchers or certain types of hitters or certain positions, high school players versus college, a high upside, high talent, maybe a little bit more risk versus a high floor, less ceiling. There are a number of factors that we weigh when listening to scouts' opinions, but that's also an important piece of our scouting process is that, you know, no player has only been seen by one scout.
We've had multiple
looks from multiple scouts, and we have a distribution system in place where we kind of combine all the looks and come out with different grades based upon those looks and then sort of filter through it.
So how do you weigh the college versus high school conversation? And then Major League Baseball also maybe changing the rules and going to kind of more of an NBA draft type of format. Do you like that?
Well, I can't speak to the hypothetical rule change. I mean, that's a collectively bargained issue. I know there was a recent proposal, and I really can't speak to that.
Okay.
So I don't have a formulated opinion on that. What I can say in terms of high school versus college right now, you know, there's probably more certainty in certain types of college players. They're a little bit older. The older a player is, the more information you tend to have on that player. But we do not exclude high school players for that reason. We certainly, there's a number of high school players that we really like. We will draft high school players in this draft and we'll believe that they can become very good major league players. So we don't have, you know, hard formed opinions as to we're only taking college or we're only taking high school. It's really about understanding each individual and understanding what their upside is and why we think that they're going to continue to get better and that their ceiling has not been reached and that we're going to help them get there.
Chris Young with us here on The Fan.
CY, how sick are we to rely on 18 and 19-year-olds for our career?
Well,
how sick are we?
You know, I've said this before, and it's...
The Second World War is the largest event in human history.
A 20-part series with Tom Hanks.
No part of the globe was untouched. No life unchanged.
Experience the ultimate account of World War II.
Every single person had a story. These are the stories that make us who we are.
Listen to World War II with Tom Hanks on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You know, I for me, I was one of those kids at one point, but
yeah.
It's to think that, you know, so many adults are putting their careers in the hands of kids that are
exactly,
you know, going out and hanging out and playing video games. And, and it's a hard thing to think about. But, you know, the reality is I view this as I got to live my dream being a Major League Baseball player. And now it's my opportunity and our organizational obligation to help these kids realize their dreams and to make that a reality for them. They've worked their entire lives to realize this dream, and we owe it to them, and we're doing the work, and we're trying to, again, help them achieve something that has been a dream of theirs. So it's a fun thing, and I'm, you know, it's while it's unpredictable at times because of the, you know, the age and the immaturity that comes with being that old, certainly, you know, to see these kids evolve and develop. And, you know, my family laughs at me because one of my favorite moments are debut moments, major league debuts.
Yeah.
And when a guy does something great in a debut and they pan to his family, it brings a tear to my eye because I know the feeling and I know that that kid and his family have sacrificed so much for that moment. And, you know, oftentimes we've seen that through from the time they were 18 till they're, you know, 23, 24, sometimes even later, and then they make that debut, and it's a great feeling to have when that happens.
Speaking of players that have come up in your system and are realizing their dreams, Jacob Latz being named closer for the All-Star game. I mean, what have you thought of Latzy this year and from when you left camp to now look at him in this closer role?
Well, look, first of all, Jake deserves all the credit in the world for the success he's having. This is a player who got a little bit of a later start in terms of his the time at which he reached the major league level. But I would say that he's got just a tremendous ceiling, and we're realizing that right now with him becoming a major league all-star. You know, we came into the season with Jake in competition for a starting rotation spot. We decided at the end of camp that he was best served in the bullpen in what we thought would be a very important multi-inning role to come in and help bridge the gap to the back of our bullpen. All of a sudden, we lose Robert Garcia and Chris Martin to injury. Jake was pitching phenomenally well, and we decided that we needed him at the back end more in that multi-inning role. And at this point, he's established himself as a, you know, one of the best leverage arms in the game. And it's really a testament to Jake, his hard work. I really am so happy for him. He's such a good person. I mean, I've gotten to know him well over the last few years. He's such a good person. He's an unbelievably hard worker, takes such great care of himself. And, you know, kind of similar to our drafting philosophy, one of the things I always ask is, what's our conviction that this player is going to live up and reach his potential? And with Jake, I can say that conviction is 100% because of the way he goes about it and the care factor that he has. And I'm just so happy for him that he's representing the Texas Rangers as a Major League All-Star because he's worked so hard for it. He deserves it.
It's Chris Young with us here in the G-Bag Nation. So the Detroit series, of course, started off with a bang on Thursday night, and then things kind of got away from us there Saturday and Sunday. What are your thoughts on the weekend series?
Yeah, it was tough. It was a tough way to end the series because it started off so well. Then we had the off day on Friday and came back on Saturday and Sunday and lost a couple games that we felt like were winnable. I will say Detroit played very well. They played great defense, and Riley Green stepped up and hit a couple home runs, one in each game. And, you know, I think that's one of the things that I look at in a series like that, that we're playing shorthanded. We're without Wyatt. We're without Corey. We were without Josh Young on Sunday. And at a certain point, you need your star players to win games for you, and we're at that point right now. So it's important that we get these guys back. There's a lot, you know, really hanging on their health at this point, and we need them back. We need them back soon, and my hope is that we get them back after the All-Star break, and we can get on a run because they're critically important to our success this year.
Yeah, when you look at now the next couple of weeks in terms of at 45-45, 500 team, how important is this stretch now to understand who the team is regarding what you want to do at the deadline?
Yeah, it's you know, it's about the deadline, and it's really about what we believe this team can become over the second half of the season. I would say that we've seen some real improvement offensively over the last 45 days, that there's been some significant production and improvement. We have a number of players that are batting above league average right now in terms of their production. But I still don't think we've played our best baseball. I don't think that we have had our complete team. And, you know, I think part of the determination as to where we're going to be at the end of the month is, are we going to get our complete team? And can we rely on these guys to remain healthy and to make a push? And so there's a lot weighing on these next few weeks. Again, I think the most important component to this is our health. And if we can get healthy and get our team out there, I believe that we can make a run and have, you know, one of the better records in the American League over the next, the next 2 months. And if we do that, we're in the playoffs.
How's Cody Bradford doing?
Cody's doing great. He and Jordan Montgomery are both doing very, very well. Cody has a live BP, I believe, tomorrow. Jordan Montgomery is making his third rehab assignment this week. He'll make his third and fourth assignments this week, and at which point we'll kind of take a step back, evaluate where he is, how he's feeling, and see how much longer he needs until he's activated. But these guys are both doing very, very well. I would anticipate Monty being ready, you know, hopefully sometime in the next 3 weeks. Cody maybe slightly longer than that, but not too far behind him. And then the third one is Jack Leiter. You know, he had the surgery for his this bony growth in his heel that was causing an impingement when he was pitching, and that has healed. He's close to being back on the mound. He's doing very, very well, probably ahead of schedule. And so, you know, we anticipate getting all three of these guys back within, you know, a couple weeks of each other, which is really exciting to think about. You know, the key is we need to get Wyatt and Corey healthy and get our position player group on the field together.
We'll see why. We appreciate the time, man. Good luck the rest of the week, and good luck on draft day as well.
Guys, thanks so much. I appreciate it.
Yes, sir. There he goes. Rangers president of baseball operation, Chris Young, with us here every Monday at 4:20. Brought to you by Medical City Healthcare and Lexus. Visit your local Dallas-Fort Worth Lexus dealership today. And we have another guest coming up, Walchuk, two-time Emmy winner. We're talking soccer with CBS Sports HQ's own Haley Sutton next right here on The Fan.
Hey, it's Jen Hatmaker. Here's what I've learned in midlife. Joy isn't the reward you earn after all the work is done. Joy is the work. That's what this new series on For the Love is all about. The sacred, yes. It's choosing delight, rest, and pleasure on purpose. Because saying yes to yourself, that's the thing that finally lets you fill your table with everybody else. Come find your sacred yes with me. Follow and listen to For the Love wherever you get your podcasts.